Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by spectrumwindows.im.
Pastor Mine, a very good evening to you. And sundown is, as I just mentioned a moment ago, off to the Guild. However, you just put your feet up. The lounge is open as usual. It's filled with the sound of local music right from the start. We'll be reviewing the Guild between now and 11 o'clock. And then we'll end our day and start tomorrow with a bit of typical sundown music. So if there's a greeting that you would like me to do or music that you'd like to play, then I will be happy to do that after 11 o'clock for you. Well, we started business in the Promenade Suite just after lunch on Friday afternoon. And we started off in great style with the instrumental solo classes, a couple of instrumental solo classes for brass instruments. And this is for young players. And I always think that for young players to be the first ones to perform the first class of the Guild, I think that takes a bit of extra special courage. So well done to all of them. And I thought we'd start the programme tonight with the winning performance from that class. And the honours went to a very accomplished young player, and that's Anna Ridgway. She played her B-flat cornet. She had 86 marks. And this is how she sounded as she played Over the Rainbow. This is the first class winner for the 125th Manx Music Festival for 2017. This is Anna Ridgway. Class-winning performance there from Anna Ridgway. And this class is for players of up to school year six. So these are young and very promising instrumentalists. And in second place was Estelle Oakey. Estelle, I hope I'm pronouncing your surname correctly. But what I can tell you is that Estelle was in second place, just a mark behind Anna. And she's playing her E-flat tenor horn. And I think a fabulous choice of music. Listen to this. Thank you. Isn't that just great? The Pink Panther theme, and that was the playing of Estelle Oakey, who was second placed in that class. The very sensitive accompaniment for many of the young entrants in this class came from Julian Power, who is just absolutely great for giving the young players and older players lots of confidence. So, Julian, thank you very much indeed for that. Wonderful work being done already. The Guild is only 2.5 days old and the accompanists have been working so hard. I'll tell you who they are as we go along. Now, let's just have a look at what happened on Friday night, because Friday night, the Royal Hall was transformed, certainly transformed from what it normally is during the Manx Music Festival, because we introduced a new class last year with the Battle of the Bands, and it was quite well supported. I think it was something like 8 bands took part, something like that. Anyway, we managed to rocket the numbers up to 18 this year in four different classes. And we had subdued lighting, we had strobes, we had the smoke machines, everything you could think of. And my goodness me, we had a lot of action on the stage. There was a space cleared for dancing as well, so we had people up and dancing around to their favourite bands. And this is the only class in the Guild where it's 50-50 adjudication, where the adjudicator is responsible for half of the marks, but the rest of them go on audience appreciation. And they have big meters that measure the applause and the shouting and the stamping and the screaming, and so that's how we choose the winners. And big thanks to Soundcheck, who work through the year with our bands to get them ready for this. But not all the bands. There were the other bands that came from other sources and prepared themselves and worked in other teams. But it really was. This is building up. This obviously the bands enjoy this by, you know, virtually trebling in support. So this is where the honours went to in the Battle of the Bands in the Royal Hall on Friday night. Started the night off with the class for school years 7 to 13. These are young players. And this was for rock bands doing cover versions of songs. And we had first placed Hilltop Hallucinations. They had 89 marks. And then in second place, we had the Bobbleheads. And they, the Hilltop Hallucinations are at Soundcheck in Douglas, and the Bobbleheads are from Soundcheck in Castletown. But a very close marking there. It was only in, we had a joint third place with Tower Stories from Ramsey and Siren, also from Ramsey. A couple of Ramsey bands there, each had 86 marks and took joint third place. So there wasn't very much in the way of marks separating all the bands. Then we had own compositions for the same age groups, school years 7 to 13, and that took a first place for Tower Stories from Soundcheck, Ramsey. They took first with 87 marks. Then we had the rock bands doing cover versions. These are adult bands, and there we had first place for Voodoo Bandits. They had 90 marks. And then in second place, we had Stoic with 87. But again, you know, not much separating the marks. Redshift were in third place with 86. And then we finished the night, and what a night it was. It finished, I think it was around about 11:30 or so when the night finished. And we finished that off with the adult rock band's own composition. And that was a first place for Slow Decay with 90 marks, and just hot on their heels, second place for Andrew Klukas, and 89 marks for him. Third place, Redshift, 88. And behind that, we had a couple of bands, each with 87, Punching Lions and Hanifex. So not a lot to separate the bands there, but a very lively night, I can tell you. Now, am I going to play some of them? Well, actually, no, I think we've got other programmes here on Manx Radio where that music would fit in better, because we did record it all, we've got it all, and I'll see if Mark Tiley's going to play some in his greatest hits during the week, and maybe even we'll get Ed Oldham to feature some of it, and possibly even pull in some of the band members, because these will all be musicians that Ed knows, so maybe he'll get a few of the band members in on his Saturday night show and have a chat with them about the music and play some of those winning performances. But we will certainly bring it to you in other programmes here on Manx Radio. So that was Friday night. So let's go back to the Promenade Suite now, because we've started off with instrumental solo for up to school year six. The next class on Friday afternoon was again instrumental solos for school years seven and eight. And we had a first place here for Emily Neen, who was playing a B-flat cornet, and she had 87 marks, playing the Adagio from Concerto de Aranjuez by Rodrigo. And then we had a joint second place with 86 marks each for James Kinley and for Ben Smith. Again, very, very little in the marking there, a consistent standard through all the players. Now, you might well be saying, well, why haven't we heard a winning performance there? Well, the reason being, we've got lots of programmes throughout this week, I'm very happy to say. And so we will be coming back to these classes. What I'm trying to do tonight is to give you a bigger mix of music as I possibly can. So we'll be kind of darting around a little bit just to mix up the winning performances. But I promise you, as the week goes on, all those winning performances will be heard. I promise you, it's just about making as much variety for your listening as I possibly can. And I've even got a little bit of adjudication for you. I thought you might be interested to hear what the adjudicators say and how they reach their decisions. So we've got a little bit of that for you just a bit later on in the programme. But right now, I thought we'd have a little bit of singing. And the adjudicator for the folk song class is Rhys Matthews. And at the end of the folk song class on Saturday morning in the Royal Hall for school years 4 to 8, he listened to, I think pretty much about 38 young people sang for him. And he said at the end of it, "Thank you for making it so difficult for me to pick a winner, because the standard was so consistently high, and this really was a very, very enjoyable class. So thank you to all the youngsters who took part. Great variety of music. Huge, considering this is an own choice class, there is very, very little duplication. And even when there is, just occasionally where you get somebody, some two people singing the same song, they approach it in such a different way that it is, there's no question of feeling that, oh, I'm listening to the same thing again. So, great morning. Thank you to everyone involved. The accompanist for this class is Marilyn Cannell. And having a chat with Marilyn the other day, and she said, "Do you realise," she says, "this is my 25th consecutive guild." And she said, "It's going to be my last." So I gave her a bit of a strange look. You know, Marilyn, well, Marilyn is part of the fabric of the guild, isn't she? It wouldn't be the guild without Marilyn. She said, "No," she said, "I have said that this is going to be my last year as an official accompanist. But," she said, "after that, I'll play for any friends who would like me to accompany them." Now, that's, I found, very consoling, because Marilyn's got lots and lots of friends, so I'm quite sure that we will be seeing her a lot more at the Guild, maybe just giving a little bit more freedom. And we couldn't blame that after 25 consecutive years. That really is a tremendous achievement, isn't it? Right, let's listen to the winning performance, because first place in the folk song class for school years 4 to 8 is Grace Lee. And she chose an Aaron Copland song, "At the River." And she took first place with 90 marks. Congratulations to you, Grace. Let's listen to her singing now.
Shall we gather by the river, where bright angels' feet have trod? The beautiful, the beautiful.
90 marks there for class winner, the folk song. That was Grace Lee with Aaron Copland's At the River. Second place went to Daisy Quinn, and Daisy had 89 marks, and she chose everybody's favourite. Ellen Vannin, sung for us there by Daisy Quinn. For that, she got 89 marks and took second place in the folk song class. We're going to take a break now. After the break, the young man who took third place. And this is just a delight. You are going to enjoy the singing of Evan Darroch if you are from Scotland. That'll be coming up for you right after this break. The Nation Station, Manx Radio. The next young man who's going to sing for us is one of those that I want. The lovely thing about the Guild is that if you're there year by year, you identify the young singers and then watch their progress as they come back and their voices develop, their confidence develops, they extend the repertoire. And I remember listening to Evan singing last year. I'm sure he was one of the contenders for the Sheffield Plate. And here he is. And the thing that is missing from this performance on the radio is that you can't see how smart he looked in a wonderful kilt. And here he is to sing for you, the Scottish Soldier. This is Evan Darroch.
There was a soldier, a Scottish soldier, who wandered far away and soldiered far away. There was none bolder, with good broad shoulder. He'd fought in many a fray and fought and seen the glory and told the story of battles glorious and deeds victorious. But now he's sighing, his heart is crying to leave these green hills of Scottish soldier who'd wandered far away and soldiered far away. Sees leaves are falling and death is calling, and he will fade away in that far land. He called his piper, his trusty piper, and bade him sound a lay, a pibroch sad to play, upon a hillside, but Scottish hillside. You'll see a piper play his soldier home, because these green hills are not Highland hills, or the island hills, they're not my land's hills. And fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home. And so this soldier, this Scottish soldier, will wander far no more, and soldier far no more. And on a hillside, a Scottish hillside, you'll see a piper play his soldier home. He'd seen the glory and told the story of battles glorious and deeds victorious. The bugle sees now he is at peace now, far from those green hills of Tyrol, because these green hills are not Highland hills or the island hills, they're not my land's hills. And fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of
home. Fine performance there from Evan Darroch and the Scottish Soldier. He took third place in the Folk Song Task for that with 88 marks. And his accompanist also was wearing a splendid tartan kilt. I rather suspect it might have been Mr. Darroch Senior, but he was doing a fine job as accompanist there. Now, that was how we started the morning in the Royal Hall yesterday with that Folk Song Class. And while that was going on in the Royal Hall, downstairs in the Promenade Suite, we had some more instrumental solo classes for brass instruments. And this is where I just thought you might be interested to hear a little bit of adjudication, because we listened to the winning performances and you might just wonder, how do the adjudicators arrive at their decisions? So, I'm going to play you two winning performances and then you can hear what the adjudicator said. Well, a little, it's an extract of what the adjudicator said about each of them, just to give you a little idea of how they comment on performances. The adjudicator for these instrumental solo classes is Liz Childs, and I was talking to her also then and about her musical journey. She's a flautist, married to an organist, a professional organist, so a family full of music there, and she's absolutely passionate about her music, full of enthusiasm and a real desire, as the adjudicators all have, a real desire to build everybody up and encourage them. And even more so this year, there's been a great feeling of positivity that at least one of the adjudicators has greeted each competitor by name and had a little word with them before they've actually started to sing. So, and I think that's a real desire to put the competitors at ease and get the best from them. So let's listen now to the winners and, well, winner and second placed in the instrumental solo brass instrument class for school years 9 to 10. Now, we had a first place for William King playing his trombone, and William won the class with 87 marks. And in second place is Eilish Williams, and she was playing the tenor horn and took second place with 85 marks. So let's start off by listening to William King's class-winning performance. As I said, he was playing the trombone, and it is Fantasy for Trombone, arranged by James Curnow. This is William King.
Thank you.
William King and his class-winning performance there. And that was first place for William and second place for Ailish Williams. William had 87 marks and Ailish took second place with 85 marks. So let's listen to Ailish playing Demelza on tenor horn, and then we'll listen to the adjudication. And the accompanist for this class is once again the wonderful Julian Power. Ailish Williams, second place for her. Now, let's listen to Liz Childs. This was her adjudication. She's talking about the playing of Ailish Williams and William King. This is the adjudicator for the class, Liz Childs.
Okay, right, Ailish, you played first. Some lovely sound here. You were very consistent about what you were playing, okay? And like everybody else this morning, you've settled as you played after the first phrase or two, all right? You know this piece really brilliantly, very, very well indeed, but it needs just a little bit more exaggeration of those hairpins, okay? I'm pretty sure you've probably been told that, because I can hear them there, all right? But you just need to believe in that just a little bit more and be a little bit more convincing with that detail, Otherwise, it was really lovely, all right? But I think there's some lots of lovely promising things in your playing there. Okay, so good girl. And then we had William with your trombone. William, do you know what you did before you even started playing? Does anybody remember what William did before he even started playing? Who said that? Brilliant, absolutely. He stood here and he smiled at the audience. And I thought, here's somebody who wants to play to us. Did you think that? All right, it's so important, isn't it? This stagecraft. You know, we don't practice it in our lessons. We think about it in our lessons, but it's not so easy to practice it, is it? We can think about it. We can imagine how we're going to do it, and we kind of practice it. But when we're faced with a live audience, that is so important, okay? And you can only really learn it from doing what you do today up here, right? So that was the first thing I noticed. Then we had a little bit of an unsettled phrase, but boy, after that, you thought, right, that's it, got my mistake out of the way, I'm going now, okay? All right, I know exactly what that feels like. I thought you had some great sound, you really understood the structure of this piece of music, and you found the moods. The spiritoso could be a little bit more articulate. So it's about using that tongue just a little bit more crisply, a little bit quicker maybe, especially on the quaver, two semi-quavers. Da, 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 da. Okay, just so that gets a little bit more crispness about it. The legato line was lovely. It could be even smoother. I'm going back to the pushing through of the air. All right, okay. Some lovely dynamics coming through there. That last note, how many beats do you have to hold that note on for? Is that tough? That note at the end there just kind of lost its wow factor a bit, all right? And we need that to just keep strong right to the end, okay? And it's all about this, isn't it? These muscles pushing that sound out, okay? So think about that, but overall thought that was really lovely playing. Good understanding, good sense of style, and you really knew what you wanted to do with that. So can we give them all, please, a big round of applause?
And there we have just a little flavour of the adjudication. Liz Childs talking about that first and second place performances there in the instrumental solo brass. Klaus William King and Annabel Williams were the, Ailish Williams were the musicians that she was talking about. It's time for us to take a break. After the break, talking about choirs.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
And you're listening to Today at the Guild. Sundown is at the Guild, bringing you a report on the first 2.5 days of the 125th Manx Music Festival. Which reminds me, if you can get into the villa, spare a little extra time, not just to listen to the classes that you've come in to enjoy, but also to go upstairs and have a look at the exhibition. It's been curated by a group of people who've been working very, very hard pretty much since the last music festival over the last 12 months, and they've been collecting in all kinds of wonderful memorabilia, and also they've been charting the history, the 125 years history of the Guild, and it is fascinating. And I was talking to Nigel Crowe, who's been one of the leading lights in it, and he's very, very interested in genealogy, and so he said it's been an absolute gift for him because he loves tracing back family trees and connections, and he said it really is a case of the more you know, the more you want to know. You find people becoming involved and you wonder where they've come, what their connection is, and you trace it back. And he said the whole thing has been absolutely fascinating, and he said there are still links and connections and people that he still has to explore, because a lot happens in 125 years, doesn't it? But it's well worth having a look. There's a selection of big information panels with some wonderful pictures on them. And then there are some files you can look through, newspaper cuttings, photographs, reports on classes. It's great stuff, great nostalgia, and well worth having a look. And there are some absolutely priceless items on display, one of them being the first ever Cleveland medal that was ever won and awarded. And that was back in 1923. And if my memory serves me correctly, I think it was Alan Quirk who won it there on the first time. And the medal is there. That's right. He was the bass voice of Mr. Alan Quirk. His first medal, first of the three medals that he won, the first was in 1923. And you can see the actual medal. It's been loaned by his family. So that and lots of other very, very precious memorabilia, and we're extremely grateful to the families who have loaned that for the purpose of the exhibition. Do go and have a look at it. Well worth it.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Well, adult choirs took to the stage in the Royal Hall yesterday afternoon, and we began the afternoon with the Gaelic choirs. These are all adult choir classes. The children's choir classes will come towards the end of the week. And we started the afternoon off with a very convincing win, with some beautiful singing from Manx Voices. They had 86 marks. Their musical director is the very gifted Angela Stewart, and they sang Padda Colum Cilia. It's Dr. Fenella Bazin's arrangement, and they also sang this, Grie Machree. This is Manx Voices. Do you know, I think you can always tell how much the audience are enjoying some music. It's that little pause when the singing or the playing has finished. It's that little pause of appreciation before the applause actually starts. A winning performance there from Manx Voices, conducted by Angela Stewart, and that was Grie Machree. And with that and Padda Colum Cilia, they won the Gaelic Choirs class. And that was followed by the ladies' choir class, and we had Lonvain Ladies' Choir, we had Glenfaber Ladies' Choir, and we had Manx Voices all singing. And again, just a mark in between each of them, very, very little to separate them. And again, a very, very enjoyable class. Thank you for a lovely selection of music. We had 84 marks for Glenfaber. We had 85 marks for Lonvain Ladies' Choir, and 87 marks, another class win, for Manx Voices. And again, some very interesting music and very listenable music chosen there. And we'll be going back to that class to listen to some of that singing just a little, if not later tonight, we'll certainly be doing it in the next night or two. As I say, what I'm trying to do is to give you as big a mix of music as I possibly can in our coverage. But we will catch up. It might not be on the actual day, but we will catch up with all the winning performances, as I say, just to try and get as much variety into our coverage. Now, the ladies' choir class followed by the male voice choir class, not surprisingly, and we had our good friends Londo Male Voice Choir there in force. Wendy McDowell with her baton, keeping them all in check. I'm terribly sorry, but I wasn't actually in the hall. It was my lovely engineer, Tim Price, who was recording this, and so I didn't see who their accompanist is. I'm sorry. But I'll find out who it is and give he or she due credit. But let's go marching with Londo Male Voice Choir. This is part of their class-winning performance.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in,
Are they a popular choir? I think so. Londo Male Voice Choir, conducted by Wendy McDowell. And that was part of their class-winning performance, When the Saints Go Marching In. The way that worked out was that there was one set piece and then two own choice pieces. So they sang The Vagabond by Vaughan Williams, and their own choices were Speed Your Journey and The Saints Go Marching In there with their, that was Dennis Hood's arrangement of it. Right, let's we're going to talk about the concert class in after 10 o'clock. Really interesting little bit of information for you to go with that one. But let's head in that direction with something from one of our very talented young singers. And last night in the Royal Hall, it was the songs from the musicals for school years 9 to 13, our younger singers. And this produced very convincing win with 95 marks for Robin May Lawler. The adjudicator, once again, Rhys Matthews, the same gentleman who adjudicated for the folk song in the morning, and he chose Robin's performance. In fact, there was a lot again for him to like in this class, because we had Robin in first place with 95 marks. We had Lauren Anderson, who had 90 marks, and we had Lois Mooney in second place with 94 marks. So you can see there was a very, very high standard. And then close behind them, we had a couple of people with 89 marks. So very high scoring class. Well done to everybody who gave us a lot of enjoyment with their music there. Let's listen to the class-winning performance. This is Robin May Lawler, the winner of Songs from the Musicals. She had 95 marks, and she chose Vanilla Ice Cream. Well, the song's called Vanilla Ice Cream. Vanilla Ice Cream from She Loves Me, and this is Robin May Lawler.
Dear friend, I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every way. But together you and I will laugh that last night someday. Ice cream, he brought me ice cream, vanilla ice cream. Guessing that you were fat. Oh, that's not nice. that you were near. You were outside looking bald. Oh, my dear friend, I am so sorry about last night. Last night, I was so nasty. Well, he deserved it. But even so, that George is not like this George. This is a new George.
Imagined that ice cream could be quite so exciting. A class-winning performance there from Robin May Lawler. She got 95 marks and won Songs from the Musicals for school years 9 to 13. Congratulations to you, Robin. And Vanilla Ice Cream came from the show She Loves Me. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a look at the weather and then we'll come back and we'll hear the second place, the class winner, from this another song from the musical, this time brought to us by Lois Mooney, who reckons that she hates men. I don't know myself. However, it's a song from Kiss Me Kate, and we will hear it after this break. Let's say fast a mine, a very good evening to our listeners on Medium Wave who've just joined us. Sundown is at the Guild. I'm bringing you some of the winning performances from this year's Manx Music Festival. And we'll be doing that until about 11 o'clock. Stay with me.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio, weather.
Well, it was certainly typical Guild weather today, wasn't it, this afternoon with that lovely sunshine. So let's see what our prospects are. Cloud will thicken occasionally to bring a little rain or drizzle tonight. Light to moderate west or southwest winds will swing west or northwest overnight and become moderate to fresh with a lowest temperature of 5 Celsius. Mostly cloudy at first on Monday with light rain or drizzle at times, but becoming generally dry by mid to late morning. A mostly dry afternoon will follow, with sunny intervals developing and just the slight risk of a shower. Moderate to fresh west or northwest winds will turn northwest before strengthening during the afternoon, becoming fresh to strong, perhaps near gale in exposed locations. Temperatures up to 9 or 10 Celsius at first will lower in the afternoon, with the wind making it feel very cold. Sunny intervals on Tuesday, but the cold, moderate to fresh, locally strong north or northwest wind may bring one or two wintry showers. Highest temperatures 9 Celsius. Well, I can tell you that a good place to keep away from those wintry showers is in the Villa Marina. There's a warm welcome there, and you can even get something to eat or drink in the cafe in the Colonnade Suite.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Now, a couple of moments ago, we heard the winning performance from the Songs from the Musicals, the class for young people, which is proving ever so equally popular as the adult class that we have to look forward to later in the week. As I say, it was about 34 singers took part in this last night, and it was very, very entertaining. So there we've just heard a winning performance from Robin May Lawler. Let's listen to second place Lois Mooney, who chose a song from Kiss Me Kate. She took second place with 94 marks. This is Lois.
I hate men. I can't abide them even now. Husbands are a boring lot and only give you bother. Of course, I'm awfully glad that Mother had to marry Father. Still, I hate men. Of all the types I've ever met within our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hairs upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Still I hate men. I hate men. Their worth upon this earth I didn't ken. Oh, beware the traveling salesman, though a tempting Tom he may be. From China he will bring you jade and perfume from Arabia. But don't forget, 'tis he who'll have the fun, and ye the baby. Oh, I hate men! Oh, if you espouse a businessman, be wary, oh, be wary. He'll tell you he's detained in town on business necessary. Oh, his business is the business that he gives his secretary. Oh, I hate men. I hate men. Though roosters they, I will not play the hen. If you espouse an older man through girlish eyes, I hate men. From all I've read alone in bed, from A to Z about him, if love is blind, then from the mind all womankind should rout him. But ladies, we must ask ourselves, what would we do without him? Meh.
Lois Mooney there, second placed in Songs from the Musicals. Now, the official accompanist for that class is Madeleine Kelly. But again, sometimes the singers choose their own accompanist. It's a difficulty that I still haven't found a way around. So huge apologies if the right people don't get credited for being the accompanists. You're all doing a fantastic job. And everybody acknowledges that. So it might have been Madeleine Kelly who was playing for Lois, or she might have another accompanist. However, I can tell you that it was Lois, and a great version of a very, very witty song, I Hate Men. Right, let's have a bit more brass band music. And I thought that I wouldn't do too much in the way of introducing this one and see how many of these tunes that you can name. It's a class-winning performance from Manx Youth Band A. They took first place in the brass quartet up to school years 10. They had 87 marks to take first place in the class. Manx Youth Band B were right behind them, second placed with 86. But here's Manx Youth Band A, and name these tunes.
Thank you.
very entertaining medley of familiar tunes there. A class-winning performance for Manx Youth Band A. And that was for brass quartets up to year 10. Brass ensembles for up to year 10 produced some really nice music, and we'll be listening to that in a moment or two. It was a first place with 86 marks to Manx Youth Band B, and a second place to Russian Silver Band with 85 marks. So you can see, again, very, very close, similar standard. Nothing very much as reflected in those very close markings. And instrumental solo for brass players, adults, was what we enjoyed in the Promenade Suite last night. And my goodness me, what fine playing there was here. We had no less than three players with marks of 90 and above. And they were Ian Astle and Stephen Maddox and Martin Norbury. Martin edged ahead into first place with 91 marks, playing a piece on the euphonium that you really would not associate with that instrument. An absolute challenge, and Martin absolutely nailed it. Class winner there, Martin Norbury, 91 marks. And joint second place, Stephen Maddox with 90 marks and Ian Astle with 90 marks. Again, a very, very high standard. Lots of fine playing there. And we'll be hearing some of that as well. So let's just see if we can catch up on a few more marks for you. We then continued the evening in the Promenade Suite with the Brass Ensemble. And this produced a first place for Manx Youth Band B with 90 marks, and the essential Glenn Miller was their choice. So that tells you the kind of music that we enjoyed from them. 90 marks for a class win, Manx Youth Band B. And second place, Manx Concert Brass A with 89 marks. And then we finished Saturday evening in the Promenade Suite with the Brass Quartets. And that produced a first place and another 90 marks for Manx Concert Brass B. And Manx Concert Brass A were beaten into second place. They got 88 marks. But again, a high standard behind them. We had no less than four quartets who all had 87 marks. So again, not a tremendous amount separating the players there. And again, a very, very interesting and entertaining class. So thank you all for that. Once again, the adjudicator for those classes was Liz Childs. Let's take this break and we'll come back to some more choir music right after this.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
And tonight, Sundown is at the Guild, bringing you results and winning performances from the first couple of days of the 125th Manx Music Festival. And the standard is just as high, if not higher, than ever. But there's a great feeling of a friendship and support. Just a little example of it was I was telling you about those very high scores there, the high marking of the brass instrumental solo of Ian Astle and Martin Norbury and Stephen Maddox, wasn't it? And looking at Facebook posts afterwards, they were all quick to congratulate each other. And this afternoon, I was in St. Thomas's Church and I was listening to the organ class, the senior organ class, two competitors, John Riley and Nicholas Roberts. And when John played, Nicholas turned the pages for him on his music. Now, that's it, isn't it? That's the spirit of the Guild. It's that spirit of support. It's everybody on a musical journey together. It's not people trying to score points. Of course, it's good to win. It's great to win. It's a great honour. And also, particularly, just a little something that you might be interested in this anniversary year, every competitor is getting a certificate of participation, just to say that they took part in the 125th Manx Music Festival, something that they can just keep for posterity, because it is quite a significant anniversary, isn't it? And also, the winners of each class are getting a set of those very lovely commemorative stamps, the recent new issue that commemorates the festivals on the island, and I think it's one of the higher values. I think it's a 72 pence stamp that commemorates the Manx Music Festival. So everybody is being given a set of those stamps. Again, every class winner is being given a set of the stamps. So again, it's just something to treasure in years to come. So let's enjoy some choir music now. And this was from the way we finished the afternoon in the Royal Hall yesterday. And this, again, is a very, very popular class for the audiences because you get an individual concert, small concert, from each of the participating choirs. They've got a 15-minute time slot and they can fill that with whatever mix of music they would like. One piece has to be unaccompanied, and they have to do the appropriate announcements just as though it were a concert. And we had five choirs taking part. We had two who tied for third place, two who tied for second place, and we had one overall winner. Now, I think that tells you the standard of singing. So we had Maren uns Aren, Women in Song. This is the choir that has grown out of the WI choir that did such a wonderful job representing us in a WI national competition a few years ago. It stayed together and is now a strong choir that's being very much sought after for concerts. Karen Elliott is their musical director, and Maren uns Aren tied for third place with Manx Voices. They both had 87 marks. Londo Male Voice Choir tied with a Glenfaber Chorale for joint second place with 88 marks, but it was Musicale who edged into the lead and took first place with 89 marks. Congratulations to them, and special congratulations to their musical director and who conducted them yesterday, and that is Judy Cross. And this all came about because John Riley, who normally conducts the choir, he and his wife Audrey went to Australia for a family wedding, and in fact only stepped off the plane on Friday evening, but stepped off the plane, did John, and straight into the Guild. He took the tenor line, he joined the tenor line in Musicale, and then he was competing in the organ class in St Thomas's today. But Judy Cross did a splendid job, really did, and their accompanist is Jennifer Bird, and this is one song from their winning performance. This is Musicale, and that beautiful song, The Rose.
Some say love.
Wasn't that lovely? Beautiful song, beautifully sung. Musicale, that was just one song from their winning performance from the concert class. We'll be hearing more from them, I can promise you. On that occasion, Musicale conducted by Judy Cross, and their accompanist, as always, is Jennifer Bird. Well, it's just after 10:30, in fact 28 minutes to 11, but it's Sunday night and that's when we keep our date with the History Man. We'll do that right away and we will resume our Guild coverage in about 5 minutes' time.
The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The island's fishery protection vessel Barul patrols out to the 12-mile limit, watching for vessels infringing the sovereignty of Manx fishing waters. It's a largely preventive operation, and it's rare for poachers to be arrested and brought before the courts. But it used to happen rather a lot when offending skippers from other parts of the British Isles and beyond were being arrested and punished. In those days, the Royal Navy's Fishery Protection Squadron was the guardian of Manx waters, and its very first arrest was made on July 1, 1924. The situation was that the then Manx Government Sea Fisheries Board had been getting complaints from the island's fishermen about other than Manx vessels operating within what was then the island's 3-mile limit. Something had to be done, and the only answer was to call in the Navy, which in true British Empire style sent a gunboat. HMS Cherwell was nothing like the sleek, powerful warships of today. A blurred contemporary photograph of her shows a small vessel sporting a single tall funnel. She looked like a steam trawler or drifter herself, and this may well have been a factor in what was to come. She could have been mistaken for a fishing boat when she laid what was very much like an ambush for the Grimsby trawler Whitby, as she was fishing within the 3-mile limit off Noggin Head near Castletown, just after midnight. The story of the encounter was told in the High Bailiff's Court at Douglas. Cherwell's commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander Frederick Hawkridge, DSC, said in evidence that he and his unlit vessel detected the Whitby apparently only 2 miles off the Manx coast. Slowly he took Cherwell closer to his quarry, until he was within 100 yards of her in the moonless night, when he ordered his vessel's searchlight to be switched on. Whitby was caught, trapped in the stabbing beam, taken by surprise. She was obviously engaged in fishing. Commander Hawkridge sent away a boarding party in good old Navy style, and Whitby was ordered to stop and haul in her trawl. Her position was fixed precisely. In court, her skipper turned out to be a one-legged old sea dog called Henry Stanley. He seemed to know that he'd been caught dead to rights and admitted the offence. But he went on to plead that he had made a careless mistake in drifting into forbidden waters. He had taken his bearings earlier from the Chicken Rock and Langness lighthouses, and a strong tide that was running had told him wrongly that he was outside the limit. This didn't really wash. Stanley was clearly too experienced to get his position wrong, and his vessel had not been carrying navigation lights. High Bailiff Ferrant imposed the maximum fine provided for, £20, a sizeable sum in 1924, and he ordered that the Whitby's fishing gear, worth about £200, should be confiscated, as was the fish, mainly cod, that was in her trawl at the time of her seizure. There was no evidence to show that the fish in her holds had actually been taken within Manx waters. But all in all, the penalties imposed were heavy. Oddly, perhaps, the Isle of Man Times disapproved of the verdict. In a leader, it said the penalties were a severe punishment on a hard-working fisherman, and the public wanted a plentiful supply of fresh fish at reasonable prices from whatever source. And a 3-mile limit round the island was nothing more than a political stunt. But I don't think Manx fishermen were persuaded of this, and the public attitude towards poaching was not relaxed. There were many arrests by the Royal Navy to come over the following years, and crippling seizures of fishing gear and catches. Now Barul rules the Manx waves, and it would appear to me that the patrolling of the island's fishing waters by her is an effective deterrent to poaching. That was my impression after I was taken out on patrol on board her a few years ago. Unfortunately for me, as a journalist, We didn't arrest anybody.
Culture Vanin. Supporting Manx culture.
Thank you, Terry. And you can listen to that again on The Late Show tomorrow, Monday night. Andy Winter will play that for you again around about this time, 10:30. New edition of The History Man comes along, courtesy of Mr. Kringle, next Sunday night here on Manx Radio. Oh, and also be played, of course, during The Breakfast Show around about 8:30. Now, let's go back to our music and some brass band music. Well, in fact, a brass ensemble. And again, this is a class from the Promenade Suite yesterday. I mentioned that the result was a win for Manx Youth Band B with their Pirates of the Caribbean. Fantastic music. Second place went to Russian Silver Band. Again, this is an own choice class with a time limit of 6 minutes. And you can make up, fill up that 6 minutes in whatever way you wish. And Russian Silver Band chose to do it with two very contrasting pieces. Now, the ensemble has to be made up of a minimum of 5 players and a maximum of 10. And Russian Silver Band, they had their first choice was Morantas from a suite of Renaissance pieces arranged for brass by Colin Evans. And this is how they sound. Was the first piece by Russian Silver Band, and they chose a complete contrast. That, as I mentioned, was Morantas from a suite of Renaissance pieces. This is Russian Silver Band in a dancing mood. Silver Band and the Pizzicato Polka, and they took a second place. to Manx Youth Band B, who won the class with 86 marks, and they chose some great music from Pirates of the Caribbean, which is a musical treat that we still have to look forward to.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Well, we're going to take a little break now, and after this break, I'm going to bring you some music from a young man who won the Sheffield Plate on two occasions. He won in 2012 and he won again in 2014. And he had a delightful, very young voice then. He's still very young, but listen how his voice has changed. Christian Cooper will be singing for you after this break.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
And here on the Nation Station, we are at the 125th Manx Music Festival, and it's my real privilege to be able to play you some of the winning performances for the first couple of days. Now, I mentioned the young man who won the Sheffield Plate twice over, 2012-2014. He's Christian Cooper, and I was listening to him singing last night in the Royal Hall, the folk song class for school years 9 to 13. And Christian stormed into first place with 90 marks, and this is what he sang.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world alone. There is no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my pathway's rough and steep, but the beautiful fields, they lie around me, where weary tears no more shall weep. I'm going there to see my brother. He said he'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I want to wear a crown of glory. I want to shout salvation song. I want to see my Savior with me in concert with blood-washed band. I'm going there to see my Savior. He said he'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only
wonderfully expressive singing there from Christian Cooper, Wayfaring Stranger, a traditional Appalachian song. That was his choice, and it won him the folk song class with 90 marks. Alexandra Slater, very, very talented young lady, came in second place and she had 89 marks. But just before we listen to any more music, let me tell you the results of the dance classes, because that was how we started off today in the Royal Hall. And that was with the ballet classes this morning. And we began with the ballet solo for school years 3 to 6. And that was a first place, 86 marks, for Skylar Aitchison, who is from the Mad Hatter's Dance and Theatre Academy. Well done to you, Skylar. It's a pity dancing doesn't work terribly well on the radio, does it? However, I'll tell you where it does work well. The festival's finest, the concert on Saturday night in the Royal Hall, reflecting the best performances in the Guild. There will definitely be some dancers as part of that. And that will be a great showcase for them. So well done, Skylar, who had a great performance this morning, 86 marks, and the first win of the day in the dance classes. Then we followed that with Group Modern Dance up to Year 6, and that produced a first place for Pippa Salter with 87 marks for the Group Modern Dance, and second place was RSD Junior Elites from the Sharon Rye School of Dance, and they took second place with 86 marks. Then we had tap dancing for years 3 to 6, and Madison Dawson, who's also from the Sharon Rye School of Dance, took first place there with 85 marks, and well done to Olivia Cowley, who was right behind her with 84 marks. Then in the Group Modern Dance up to year 10, Sapphire Souls from Peel took victory there with 89 marks. And in the tap dance for years 7 to 11, we had a win for Abigail Gimbert, who had 85 marks, and she too is from the Sharon Rye School of Dance. Group Modern Dance, years 11 and over, very high standard here. And the top two places went to Pippa Salter's dancers. Pippa Salter, Group A, took first with 90 marks, and Pippa Salter, B, had 87 marks and a second place. And I beg your pardon, it was Sam Baxter and Alicia Schofield who danced to Rag and Bone Man, great choice, and they were in second place with 88 marks. And then Pippa Salter B had 87 marks. So there we are, 90 marks Pippa Salter A, 88 marks for Sam Baxter and Alicia Schofield, and then Pippa Salter third place, that's Pippa Salter's B group, with 87 marks and a third place. In the tap dance for years 11 and over, we had a first place for Sarah Moore, who had 84 marks. She too, Sharon Rye School of Dance. And second place went to a member of the Mad Hatter's Dance and Theatre Academy, and she was Caitlin Gelder. Well done to you, Caitlin. Second place and 80 marks. And those were the dance classes. Great to see that the tap dance introduced this year. These classes were revived in the Guild last year, but didn't have the tap dancing in, so that's come in this year, and it's great to see that broadening out in that way. Right, let's have some more music from the folk song class. We just heard from Christian Cooper, who won the class. This is Alexandra Slater, who took second place.
Oh, Care, Care. Oh,
Controlled singing there. Beautiful clear voice of Alexander Slater, a very talented young lady. Great, very versatile in the songs from the musicals. She sang from Phantom of the Opera. Great contrast to that. And of course, as we know from her recent award, a very accomplished actress. Well done to you, Alexandra. Right, let's take this break and let's see. We're possibly going to be beaten by the clock. I'll do my very best to play some more music for you after this.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.